USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The family of George Floyd wants Congress to pass a package of police reform bills. A bipartisan group of lawmakers has already begun working on it. In Minneapolis, former officer Derek Chauvin was sentenced on Friday after being convicted of murdering George Floyd earlier this year.
22 and a half years is not enough. We were served a life sentence. We can't get George back. Gianna can't hug George again.
George Floyd's nephew, Brandon Williams. In South Florida, a fire burning underneath a collapsed condominium complex is hampering the search for survivors.
It's extremely difficult to locate the source of the fire, and so they've been working around the clock.
Surfside, Florida Mayor Daniela Levine Cava. 159 people have been reported missing. 4 people have been found dead. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention war and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
A hot air balloon crashed in Albuquerque, New Mexico after hitting a power line, killing 4 people and leaving 1 person hospitalized in critical condition. Witnesses say the hot air balloon hit a power line at around 7 a.m. local time, after which the basket crashed to the ground and the envelope floated away. The victims range in age from 40 to 60, and the pilot is among the dead. The Public Service Company of New Mexico reported thousands of power outages due to the crash. At least 3 people died on Friday when a man went on a stabbing spree in Würzburg, Germany. The attacker stabbed multiple people, leaving at least 3 people dead. Bavarian Interior Minister Joachim Herrmann told reporters that 5 people were in serious condition in the hospital. Local police arrested a suspect after shooting him in the thigh. They identified him as a 24-year-old Somali man who had a violent past and a history of mental illness. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
After weeks of criticism, Vice President Kamala Harris visited the U.S.-Mexico border for the first time since taking office, calling for a solution to the root causes of immigration. Harris went to El Paso, where she toured the Border Patrol station and met with faith-based homeless and legal immigration advocates. She told reporters that she met with 5 young Central American girls at the El Paso Processing Center. She said, "They asked me, how do you become the first woman vice president?" She said their approach has to be thoughtful and effective because we're talking about children. Harris was accompanied by Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, Senator Dick Durbin, and Congresswoman Veronica Escobar, who represents the El Paso area. In March, President Biden appointed Harris with leading his administration's effort to stem increases in migration from Latin America to the southern U.S. border, including thousands of unaccompanied minors. Microsoft is offering a new look at Windows 11. USA Radio's Lance Pry has this.
The new version changes both the look of the operating system as well as its underlying business model, as well as supporting Android apps for the first time. Windows has been steadily losing market share on the desktop, which itself has lost prominence to smartphones. Windows 11 only supports 64-bit processors, and there will be no 32-bit versions. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.